Al Waller here and back with ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth. And here with us today to discuss the current state of healthcare is Hector De La Torre, Executive Director of the Transamerica Center for Health Studies, a national nonprofit. So Hector, you've been speaking at conferences recently regarding the importance of price transparency in healthcare. Please explain why this is so important.
The healthcare sector is unlike other sectors in that patients rarely have access to the prices for services they receive. More transparency in price and the quality of care would allow patients and their clinicians to make better choices about care. There are two important things to consider here. First, more transparency exposes variations in price and quality of care, which helps everyone identify higher quality and higher value providers. And second, the pressure to be transparent encourages healthcare providers to improve the competitiveness of their pricing and improve the quality of their care because they know people are going to see it.
And I believe your nonpartisan and nonprofit Transamerica Center for Health Studies just released its sixth annual healthcare consumer survey. Were there any significant findings related to healthcare pricing?
Yes, absolutely. After surveying over 3,600 adults nationwide, we discovered about half, 48%, said they had received an unexpected bill for healthcare treatments, a bill that should have been covered by their insurance. Obviously, that's almost one in two Americans, way too high. As a consumer, you can request more upfront price transparency from your providers and insurance companies, but you need to know to ask.
Now, you've mentioned insurance companies. What's the latest data reveal about the price of health insurance across America?
As you may be aware, healthcare costs continue to rise each year, and with that comes an increase in insurance premiums. Oh, yeah. Our survey showed one in three Americans not only had an increase in health insurance premiums this year, but also an increase in out-of-pocket healthcare expenses for things like copays and deductibles.
Copays do add up very quickly, particularly with prescription drugs. What's the public perception of drug pricing?
Our survey showed that more than half of Americans believe pharmaceutical companies are responsible for high drug prices. But interestingly, 58% of respondents also believe that insurance companies are at fault. So basically, those are the two targets. In any event, Americans are looking for Washington to address this issue, with nearly three of four indicating that drug prices should be an important priority for federal elected officials.
So as things get more expensive, what can our listeners do to save money on their prescription drugs?
There are some resources out there to help, such as Consumer Reports Best Buy Drug Reports or at www.lowestmed.com.
Got it. Well, thanks for tuning in. This has been another episode of ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth from the Transamerica Institute. Until the next time, this is Al Waller on WYPR.